guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast, where we prepare you for the trading day. Now, the bulls have been in complete grip of this market. In fact, it's been a bull run for the last, 15 days. The Nifty is up 7% since the 15th of May, and the Bank Nifty has seen a staggering 10% rally in less than 15 days. That's been the kind of mammoth move that we've seen in the market. Yesterday, although, was a day of consolidation, so the Nifty just about catching its breath. However, after 3 days of buying, we've seen some selling come in from FII. So yesterday, FII sold about 500 crores in the cash market. Domestic institutions bought 269 odd crores, but the bulls continue to be in top gear. So if you look at the performance so far in the month of May, the MSCI India index is down 0.2%. So it's largely flat in May, while the MSCI Asia ex Japan is down about 9%. And the emerging market index is down almost 8.5%. So there's been this massive outperformance that India has seen, perhaps because of the stable government that has come through and a very strong mandate, expectation of pickup in reforms, etc. This morning, the global cues are slightly weak. The Dow is down about 200 odd points. But the important trigger for us is crude oil. So crude continues to fall as economic concerns outweigh the supply issues. So Brent crude is now below $70 a barrel. But lots of stocks in focus this morning, so very quickly I'm going to run you through them. From the large cap names that come out with numbers, there's Mahindra and Mahindra. The expectations are that the numbers will be weak, and that's why the stock has also lost quite a bit of ground. In the numbers that came in post-market hours, you have Sun Pharma, where the numbers look good actually. Adjusted for one-offs, the sales growth was quite strong. It was a 21% growth coming in for sales for Sun Pharma. Aurobindo Pharma also had a strong set this time, a revenue growth of 31% in line with estimates. The profits were up 11%. On the flip side, Lakshmi Vilas Bank was a howler this time. In fact, the gross NPAs, the asset quality, has weakened substantially, and gross NPAs at 15.3%, a record high, and it was in operational loss for the second quarter in a row. IRB Infra, the revenues went up 41%, margins fell to 39%, so it was a mixed bag of sorts. In other news, sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the Adani Group has submitted a non-binding offer for JP Infratech, offering 500 crore payment to workmen, secured and unsecured lenders. So both these group stocks could be in focus. Perhaps JP Infratech could be in the green. All in all, get set for a day of consolidation where the Nifty could just mark some time after what has been a heady run. The next cue to watch out for will be the RBI policy on the 6th of June. There's an expectation of a rate cut. So in anticipation of that, perhaps the Bank Nifty could rally some more. Remember, yesterday the Nifty Bank gained more than 300 points from the lows to close at a record level. Have a great trading day, you guys, and keep tuning in to CNBC TV 18 for all the market action. Goodbye.